Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. I'm not Dan Maudsley. This week's headlines: Bill Gates kills mice for personal pleasure, new T3 hits stores, depressing retail outlet dumps CD singles, that went well, and lovely girls.
Yay for lovely girls.
Joining me this week, one advantage I do have over Dan, who's actually on his honeymoon for the next 2 weeks, is that I've got much better quality of guests than Dan usually gets lumbered with. So I'm very happy to say I'm joined this week by Television's Rhiann Morgan.
Thanks.
And by T3.com's resident emo boy, Chris Smith.
Thanks, Duncan. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
That's
okay. I just spoke to Maudsley, actually, and the cheeky bugger is on his honeymoon, and he said he's at Johannesburg Airport, and he's about to fly to Mauritius.
So, that's nice.
Wish I was there, but I don't.
No, you're here doing the podcast. That's great.
It's better than being in Mauritius.
Of course.
Yeah. It could be hit by a hurricane at any moment. And so might Mauritius.
Praise to Maudsley.
So, anyway, the big news this week is Windows 7, or Windows Vienna, as it was being called last time I looked, but isn't anymore, apparently, which is they're going to dump keyboards from it. And well, they're not going to dump keyboards, but it's going to be mainly touchscreen operated. Which seems like an interesting idea to me, in the way that interesting ideas sometimes seem better on paper than they do. Because the first thing I thought was, what happens when you've got your screen all grubby from having touchscreened it up for weeks on end?
Yeah, that's true. And you use it much more, and you use your screen much more on your computer and your keyboard as you'd use it. It's not so much like a phone.
Yeah,
And then they're going to have special screens then.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are they going to change
self-wiping screens or screens with windscreen wipers built in?
I'm not sure I'm too happy with the concept of actually having to reach across your desk to press on your screen. It seems kind of unnatural. It's not like you've got a phone in your hand.
Isn't the mouse a really, really good way of controlling things on computers?
Well, it's since time immemorial, the mouse has been the animal of choice for for moving your cursor
around. I don't
think
a wombat would work so well, would it?
No, I don't want a wombat.
Type of mouse, of course. Yeah. But yeah, I think in work, you just, you know, if you use it, it would seem really strange. You're reaching over your desk.
Yeah. I think Bill Gates has seen Minority Report, got carried away, and, you know, and sort of thinks, well, that's the future, because that's a film about the future, so let's have it now. But actually, when you think about it, a keyboard and a mouse are a perfect means of joining man and machine, I think.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Aren't they going to wouldn't it make sense to get the screen flat?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be, you have to reach, it would be on your desk.
That'd be a better idea. And that would also be like a 1980s two-player arcade game as well. So that would also be a big plus.
Yeah, and Minority Report was like 8 years ago as well, so...
It's not even the future anymore, is it?
It's not, it's like typical of Windows there.
He's so old school.
8 years ago, they've decided that, oh yeah, there was that film about the future about 8 years ago, let's make our computers like that now.
Yeah, because normally they nick slightly older ideas that Apple has had or other... Mm. Not nick, they reinterpret and make better, ideas Apple have had. But now they're turning to the worlds of science fiction. And doing that late and badly as well.
Good on them, I say.
But having said all that, I think it'll be a huge success.
It always is, though, every time. Like, everyone's moaned about Vista, but yeah.
I know. It's like we might as well be weeing in the ocean, really.
Yes.
Everybody will go out and buy it anyway. I mean, even Windows Vista, everybody always goes on about how awful it is. Yeah. But they still use it.
But everyone has it on their PCs, don't they?
They are kind of forced to.
Yeah,
because they uploaded it, don't they?
Yeah.
Instantly on your
PCs. Of their sales figures are just from, like, PC sales. No one actually went out and bought Vista. Oh yeah, Vista's the greatest thing ever. Let's go and have
quick queue up for 2 hours. Yeah, got to get it.
No. Okay, so that's, I think, Microsoft basically shutting down operations as we speak after that.
Yes.
Moving on, the new T3 is out yesterday, I believe.
Yes. Very exciting, hitting the shelves.
I had an email this morning pointing out an error in it. So that's how I know that it's hit the shelves.
That's your monthly routine.
Yeah.
It's not that you see it in the shops, you just get the email.
It is a particularly good issue this month, if I say so myself, as somebody who works on it. It's got a picture of a Dalek down the pub. That's not something you see in New Scientist. we've got a team of footballers, the ultimate football team sponsored by electronics giants down the ages. Yeah. That's... again, something that New Scientist doesn't really cover.
And it's the only best of 11 ever in the history of football that actually has Vinnie Jones in.
Mm.
Possibly, apart from thugs, perhaps.
Yeah, or bad actors. Yeah, footballers who went on to be very bad actors.
Yeah.
Yes.
But also, if that isn't enough for you, we've got free gadgets.
I know. This is the best part, I think.
I think so.
Seen free stuff. Yeah. I mean, we're journalists. We like free stuff.
We love free
stuff. But I think everyone likes free stuff, so it's not... Shouldn't berate ourselves for liking free stuff.
I mean, people ask me what my favourite food is, and I just say, like, free food. for free beer.
Any food that is free, yeah. I don't have to hand
absolutely.
Over my
and here with
T3
this month, you've got like a whole veritable feast of free stuff for you to go and
yeah, it wasn't a long editorial meeting to come up with this. Like somebody said, oh, why don't we do something about how people can lay their hands on free stuff? And like, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Well done. Let's do that. 10 pages of that. So have either of you... I know, as you say, you are journalists and we get sent everything, yeah. including our houses, for nothing. But,
credit crunch?
Have you been through through this, like a horde of locusts snapping up all the free stuff yet?
Yeah, they're really good free stuff. It's not usually you get some features of free stuff and you end up with some plastic toy or something.
Yeah.
But some of these really quite good. Like you get the GHD straighteners you can get for free.
I need some
GHD straighteeners.
Yeah.
That's good the first thing you've immediately gone for.
Yeah. What's wrong with
I was going to say a PS3 or a Wii.
Well, I saw
which
the
are
PS3
also in there,
and I thought...
But the hair straighteners are good as well. I mean...
I broke mine recently.
Well, both of you have got very straight hair. That's I don't have any hair, so
due
I, that's
to
what
straighteners.
I completely ignored that one.
No.
Have you, what's your favourite, Chris?
Well, other than the GHD straighteners, I've actually actually snagged myself a free album from emusic.com this month, which I'm quite happy about it, but it's a very kind of limited... independent music selection on there if you're after new stuff. It's really cool. You can get 40 tracks for no monies whatsoever and just sign up for a free trial, and if you cancel after 14 days you get to keep your music. So
are
it's
they paying
absolutely
you?
Wonderful.
Yeah. They sent a speech across to Chris to say in the podcast. I love them.
I'm T3's Chris Smith, right? And I use and endorse eMusic. I use and endorse eMusic, actually, having
do
said
you?
That.
You've got a T-shirt.
I couldn't advertise it as beautifully as that, but it was, it's a great selection. They have everything from the Pixies to things like... The Melvins are on it, and all sorts of very obscure bands.
Yes, they had lots of albums that I tried and... failed to find torrents for, so I can get them for free anyway.
So you can try. So how does it work then? This
well,
how does
you,
it work?
You sign up for at emusic.com, and if you sign up for a 2-week trial, they give you I think it's 40 or 50 tracks for free. And then when you end your trial, if you forget to cancel, that's how they make their money then, because you kind of just carry on paying or start paying. And,
okay. Well, I think eMusic would be very happy with this podcast.
That's
an extended advert
so.
For eMusic, followed by a rundown of their business practices.
Yes, wonderful.
Well, and also there's you can get an Xbox via Carphone Warehouse and Wii via somebody else, something to do with phones. Some of these you do have to work for, has to be said. They're not just simply free and that you phone up and somebody sends you. Some of them you have to fill in, as far as I can see, about 400 questionnaires giving your opinion on everything from estate agency to the cost of fruit or typewriters. And then eventually you may get a laptop at the
you
end
get
of it.
Put in a prize draw.
But you get what you work for.
The one that stood out to me really was kind of scary as well, was the Holiday Homes couch surfing one, where it's a website where you can...
Oh, go and stay at people's houses
in
Bulgaria.
Yeah.
But you know what worried me about? I just imagined that really bad film Hostel, where you get there and there's like loads of kind of like porn star girls that they've hired to make you think you're having a good time, and then they just kill you. And you're
I
dead.
Don't think that'll happen.
It might do.
With you.
Would you invite strangers to come live in your house if you didn't have an ulterior motive aimed at killing them?
That is true. Well, if somebody contacted me through a website from like Romania or from anywhere comes to that, I'm not having a go at Romanians. I'd be like, actually, I don't really want you to come and stay at my house. But then I wouldn't advertise my house on that website.
No,
so yeah, I would assume that a lot of the people are either going to be very needy or serial killers.
Or they have
holiday
homes.
So maybe stay away from that one.
That they don't actually live in. So then they just rent out the holiday home.
Were you so naive?
I hardly think that's a very realistic
interpretation.
I'll
take my house down from that website then, John.
There's more holes in your cardigan than there is in that story that you just told.
Thanks for that. I like my moth-ridden cardigan.
It's like TV on the radio, isn't it?
That's yes.
The vivid pictures we're painting in people's minds. What else grabbed your eye in this month's issue?
I like the wood feature. I think that looks really good.
I like the wood
feature.
Because
and also,
it's got not one, not two, not even three, but four puns about wood in its headline.
Four?
Yeah, well, headline and opening introductory sentence. Wouldn't it be nice is the headline. And then it's got log on to this, which doesn't even make sense. And you'll soon twig that gadget makers have branched out and started utilising wood. Well, utilising wood isn't really a pun, but anyway. We've also got festival season is nearly upon us.
I like this feature. I think it's really cool.
I like the giant fork.
Yeah, this is a regular feature in the magazine where the art people just kind of mess with people's heads by not photographing everything to scale. So we've got a quite small camera and an absolutely huge fork.
I think it's called a spork, isn't it? Or
a spork, yeah.
Yeah, you can do everything with it.
A knife and a spoon all in one
giant
utensil.
A spork.
Yeah, where's the knife bit?
A Sporkhive.
Slips off the tongue. That Sporkhive.
It's about the size of five tents stacked on top of each other, so yeah. It may have limited practicality.
You could spoon your tent up and take it to a different place.
Well, you could. Well, we've got one of those tents that springs out of its bag when you open it. That's always a staple of this kind of thing. Waterproof cameras.
Any fireproof stuff?
What, for Leeds?
What?
No, we don't actually, no. Yeah, we should have included a fire extinguisher for the Leeds traditional burning of the clientele, as I believe they call it.
Yes.
It's a good tradition. Yeah, so anyway, that's available in all good news agents and I dare say, rubbish ones.
Sorry, I just ruined your joke there.
No, it wasn't so much ruined as put into stereo.
Oh, okay. Well, I can live with that.
And so moving swiftly on, well, I say swiftly, that took forever. So let's get this one over with quickly. Woolies, possibly the worst retailer in Britain, is going to stop selling CD singles in its horrible CD stores.
Yes. Come on, you can't berate their pick and mix.
The pick and mix, to be fair, is all right.
Yeah, blatantly.
But yeah, they've stopped selling singles. But when I was a kid, I used to always go in and peruse the top 10 in
there.
Me too,
your Spice Girls.
I do come from Swansea though, so there wasn't much else to do.
Yeah, no, I used to buy music from Woolworths, singles and albums, and then, of course, the great thing about Woolworths is you can then go and buy inexpensive cooking utensils immediately next to where the CDs are, because that's the way that people shop.
You can get everything at Woolies.
That's the way poor people
get bedding at Woolies.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
you can
get
everything.
You can find. You can also meet interesting people, such as the single mother who was jacking up in the last branch of Woolworths I went to, which was in where was that? Near Camberwell somewhere.
Delightful.
That was fun.
That's wonderful. Mm. Tales of culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've stopped doing it because Jim Batchelor, he's a confirmed bachelor, Woolworths commercial director, says digital downloading is now the true customer choice for listening and purchasing single music tracks.
Okay.
So, and who are we to argue with somebody who's clearly so on the cutting edge?
True bachelor.
Woolworths have been on the cutting edge for like ever and ever.
Yeah, they have. When Woolworths speak, the rest of the market listens.
I think the nation follows. The penny sweets.
So anyway, now you have to go to their website to buy singles, and the top 10 single will set you back 59p.
That's pretty good.
Which is quite reasonable. Although I imagine it being Woolworths, there'll be something wrong with it somehow.
You only get half of it or something.
It'll be, or really low bit rate.
So they do refunds.
Or it'll be a karaoke version.
Do you get free pick and mix?
I don't know how that would work online. Free pictures of sweets to put on your desktop. To
make digital pick and mix.
Digital pick and mix. Free digital pick and mix with every top 10 single bought at Woolworths this week.
Actually, if that was in Windows 7, I'd buy Windows 7 if you could download sweets via their touchscreen.
That wasn't in Minority Report, though, Duncan. You're not going to be able to do that.
Well, that was 8 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Technology of the future has moved on in the 8 years since 2060 or whenever it is the Minority Report is set. and that comes off the back of Napster last week making an announcement about their service as well, which is they're dumping their stupid subscription service, which everybody hated, and the DRM-protected files, which everybody also hated. So they're reacting to customer pressure. So like the model now is very kind of individual songs and DRM-free.
Yeah, same price as iTunes and DRM-free, so everyone's a winner, I guess.
Yeah, that's an improvement.
Napster have still got that dirty connotation, though, haven't they?
Because you should download illegally from them.
Yeah, and Lars Ulrich of Metallica went absolutely crazy about it, and they made a South Park episode about it.
Yeah, that's right, because Lars couldn't quite afford that tantalising fourth swimming pool.
Yeah, gold
to go behind his to go behind his gold-plated house on the moon.
Yes, that's the story.
So,
I think digital music's. I think that's the way it's going to go.
Yeah, I think digital music's the way forward.
Says the voice of Ree. Yeah. TV's remote. That's it. It's all over for CDs.
Yeah, career's over, mate.
Well, anyway, television's Ree Morgan is a lovely girl. And that brings me on to our next point on our agenda, which is lovely girls on T3.com, I believe.
Lovely girls on T3.com. Uh-huh. Yes, indeed. It's a fine upgrade to the website. It's likely to be our most visited video of all time, because we all know that you guys aren't really interested in gadgets, more about gadge. So yes, every month I have the enviable task of running along to our photo studio with a video camera and posting the results online. The first girl who graces the cover of this month's T3 is already up, so head over and click on the little T3 TV link at the side and check her out. She's rather lovely indeed.
Can you not say her name?
Her name's El Liberace.
El Liberace.
Yeah, that's her name.
Is she a drag queen?
No, it's amazing.
No, she's
not.
Yeah, she is a very lovely girl.
She's very lovely.
What do you get to see her do in the video, Chris?
You get to see her pose with not many clothes on, and you also get to see her That's play her job, with a massive Wii gun.
Yeah.
Like a Wii.
She does look really
I've never heard it called that before.
Way.
It's good. Sorry. I like it.
Well, that's good. So, can viewers, readers, what is the word for people who look at websites? Can users request things on the video? Can they make requests? I don't know. I've heard about some video services whereby, there's like a lovely girl on the camera and they'll take requests.
They're dodgy channels, aren't they? Where you say, can you like lick this lollipop?
Yeah. Or,
and then she does it.
Can you show me the deaf sign language for Woolworths or whatever?
Yeah.
I assume that's what they do. They're like those services you ring up when you want a question answered.
Maybe.
Who was
that,
number one in 1972 with, they'll just answer that kind of thing, I imagine.
Mm. Well, maybe what we could do is we could have our lovely users post in requests for our next model.
Yeah.
What they'd like it to
I
do.
I worry about that.
I worry.
I think our users are pretty... the users of T3.com always seem like very polite people to me.
Yeah, they are wonderful polite human beings.
There's no, like... They don't call each other mother bummers. Start getting out the rude words at the slightest hint of any, difference of opinion.
No, they are very polite, actually, on the website when they do comment. But you can get it on the site, and then you can get it on... Is it going to be available anywhere else?
It's going to be, yeah. We're going to be kind of viral marketing it out everywhere to every single video outlet that's ever been invented, ever.
And there's pictures of her as well.
And there's lots of enticing pictures for you to scroll through at your leisure on t3.com.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, that sounds marvellous. Well, that only leaves us time for one more thing, which is the most exciting news of all time, which is that the iPhone 2 apparently is going to come in a choice of three different colours.
Oh, my God.
Chris has just fainted.
Very brief reactions to that. Apparently red, white and black. So good for fans of the white stripes.
Exactly.
Is it going to be just the bezel, which is a different colour, or is it the plasticky bit immediately beneath the bezel?
I think it's going to be...
Because I need to get to the bottom of this, really.
Yeah. I think it is going to be the whole front bit is going to be different colours. It's not confirmed. Ooh. It is a rumour.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. So far we're looking at slightly more curved back.
Yeah.
Choice of colours for front.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
I know. It is very exciting. I can hardly contain my excitement.
Is the red one going to be like Bono?
No.
Bono-sponsored one.
What? No, make you sick?
Yeah.
Yeah. You almost vomited over your microphone then. Bono.
It probably. It'll be like the red iPod.
I don't want a red Bono iPhone 3G if they gave me one for free.
Well, don't get one then.
Okay.
Anyway, that's very exciting news. It's hard to see how next week's podcast is going to top that, but hopefully it will. So join us at the same time next week.